Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and it's my great honour to be your host. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It's been incredibly moving to hear from so many of you over the last few months, and for us to know that this podcast has helped you to let go and to get some sleep, in spite of the challenges that we've all been faced with. So thank you for sticking with us and for your love and loyalty. Me and the team are so grateful. If you haven't heard already, there is a new way that you can support this podcast. We've just launched the Get Sleepy Premium Channel, a podcast feed that gives you access to our entire back catalogue and includes a bonus episode every Thursday. And it's all completely ad-free. Tomorrow on Get Sleepy Premium, we have a relaxing, happy place meditation. Thank you to everyone who's signed up already. It means so much to have your support. If you would like to know more and to sign up yourself, you can find a link in the show notes. Now, before we get to tonight's story, I just want to say a big thanks to Helix Sleep for supporting the Get Sleepy podcast. If you find yourself tossing and turning, trying to get comfortable in bed, have you considered whether your mattress is right for you? Helix Sleep are experts in this field. They were awarded the number one overall mattress pick in 2019 and 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. They recognize that each of us are different, and that a mattress that is right for one person doesn't mean it's right for the next. So Helix has made it easy to find the ideal mattress for you. Just go to helixsleep.com/getsleepy. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz, which will match your body type and sleep preferences to a mattress that will give you the most comfortable sleep of your life. And right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off on all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our Get Sleepy listeners at helixsleep.com/getsleepy. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/getsleepy for up to $200 off. And so now, let's prepare for tonight's story. It's about an old toy store where people of all ages are encouraged to play, to be creative, and most importantly, to dream. But this isn't a regular toy store, as we will soon find out. This was a story that we polled on social media, and it was a pretty close tie with exploring Easter Island. So we'll be bringing you both stories on back-to-back episodes of Get Sleepy. And if you'd like to vote on future episodes, then follow Get Sleepy on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And you can find the links in our show notes. Let's take a moment to put today behind us and get ready for bed. As you find a comfortable position, enjoy the feeling of being able to stop. Everything in your body can now relax. All you have to do for the rest of the night is lay here in bed, and if you follow along with my voice, we'll soon make our way towards a good night's sleep. Take a deep breath in through your nose and release it out through your mouth. Each breath allows your mind to settle and to rest just that little bit more. Acknowledge any thoughts that are still lingering in your mind. Imagine that each of these thoughts is a colourful marble. You begin to pick up each marble, inspecting it for just a second, and then you place it carefully into a small velvet bag. One by one, you collect and store all of those lingering thoughts for the night. And then, once you've collected the last one, you pull on the leather drawstring, closing the bag. You place the bag on a wooden shelf, where all of those thoughts can lay safe for the night. As you enjoy the sense of clear-headedness that comes with having a mind free from thought, you begin to notice other things on this wooden shelf. Old toys of all shapes, sizes, and colours. There are tiny figurines painted in red and yellow. Trains with smiling faces, fuzzy brown bears, and spinning tops. But this shelf of toys isn't alone. It's just one shelf on an entire wall. And that wall is but one section of a maze of hallways and rooms making up an old toy store. It has every kind of toy you could imagine, and more. The pleasant scent of antique wood floats in the air, and the floor creaks gently as you wander between rows of trucks and tricycles, dolls and dinosaurs. Outside the tall glass windows of the store, the streetlights flicker on down a quiet lane of family-owned shops and cozy cafes. An antique sign stands out front, bearing the word Dreamland, written in rounded letters of peeling gold paint. And this is where our story begins. Saturdays were usually busy at Dreamland, and today was no exception. Adam spent these busy days welcoming customers and helping them find toys that would make them smile. He was growing a bit older now, but Dreamland always kept him feeling young. Each ding on the bell of the entrance door signaled a new person in search of a little joy. Of course, children typically bore the most excited expressions. But the best thing about Dreamland was that adults loved it too. Adam prided himself on his creativity. The store had all of the usual toys: teddy bears, dolls, model aeroplanes, hula hoops, and balls. But it also had all kinds of playful inventions, like a contraption that poured a glass of water while telling a joke, and stuffed animals that chased each other across a miniature savannah. Helicopters flew across the ceiling, and toy monkeys climbed up and down the shelves. It was light-hearted work, and Adam loved it. He'd spend hours imagining ways to decorate parts of the store. One circular room was dedicated to outer space. A glimmering white shuttle filled with astronauts flew between planets as a myriad of stars twinkled on the walls. Around the corner was the country western section, where cowboys rode horses across the open range, and a conveyor belt retrieved gold from deep inside a rocky canyon. The lily pond was a customer favorite. Adam created frog puppets that leaped from one lily pad to another, while plastic fish beneath the water followed them curiously. There was truly something for everyone at Dreamland. Even the most hardened souls couldn't help but lighten up a little when they stepped inside. As Adam pointed a girl and her mother toward a row of prancing unicorns, a ding echoed through the old store walls. It was closing time. Delighted customers filed out into the quiet street, chatting with excitement about the playful world they'd just left. Adam wished them a good night. He turned the wooden sign on the door, signaling that the store was now closed, and turned the lock. Then he got to work. Today wasn't just a usual busy Saturday at Dreamland. Adam had something big planned. But it wasn't for the customers who frequented his store. It was for the toys who made this place magical. Adam followed a meandering path through the store, past the lily pond and the space room, past the little savannah and the cowboys. Hidden behind a shelf of colourful figurines was a room of ethereal quality. A painted blue sky and golden sun shone down on a manicured garden. The air seemed to sparkle with magic. A long, winding stone path led through the middle. Tucked into the back corner of the room, a towering structure lay hidden beneath a white cloth. Adam tread carefully across the room he had so delicately created. and gently remove the cloth, revealing a glistening castle. Wide steps led up to an elegant entrance, lined with columns. Cylindrical towers reached toward the sky above. But the castle wasn't finished. The center portion of the castle still needed its top floor. Yesterday, after the last customer had left the store, Adam put the finishing touches on the courtyard in the center of the castle. Saving the last floor made it easier to decorate the interior. Now, he just needed to place the last row of pieces and tidy up the edges. He pulled up his trusty work stool and gathered his tools. He'd set the remaining blocks and pieces aside already to make his life easier now. Adam worked quietly, placing each item exactly where he wanted it. His own breath and the distant tick-tock of the grandfather clock were the only sounds in the store. He liked to imagine being in all of the little worlds he created. The outer space room was a lot of fun to make for that reason. Now, he envisaged walking down the halls of the castle that he was building. He thought about how his feet would slide across the marble floors, and how he would hear carriages rolling across the stone path outside. He wondered whether he should put fairies in the garden. This was a magical castle, after all. Adam often lost himself in thoughts like this while he worked, but he didn't mind. It was all part of the fun to him. He liked to let his creativity run wild. It was his humble opinion that adults didn't have enough fun. Everyone deserves a little time to play each day. And that's why he made Dreamland many years ago. Adam stretched out his hand and carefully placed the final building block. He grabbed a tiny paintbrush and touched a bit of colour on the last few spots. Then he took a step back. He was finally done. It was a castle with 7 high towers, each one of them in a different colour of the rainbow. Having completed the fairy tale structure, Adam grinned cheerfully. A ding on the old grandfather clock caused Adam to raise his eyebrows. A magnificent clock face announced that it was midnight. The elegant time-telling device had an old dial with satin, black numerals, and a shiny pendulum that swung left and right. All day, the clock ticked on, signalling each and every hour with a pleasant ding. But at midnight, rather than its usual chime, it played a soothing melody. As the tune echoed through the store, it caused something magical to happen. As the last chime of the clock rang out, a porcelain doll slowly opened her eyes. Laying flat on her back, she blinked, curiously gathering her whereabouts. Above her, old planes spun their propellers, and bird-shaped kites flew up and down. Like mountain peaks close to the sky, the shelves in Adam's store went up to the ceiling. All of the toys sitting on them woke up, waved at one another, and began to chat. With graceful moves, the doll got back on her feet. She straightened up her dress, which matched the colour of the sky. She loved blue. It was a good colour to wear for any occasion. As she arranged the bows in her hair, the doll spotted the towers of a newly built castle. Her eyes shone bright with excitement. Without a moment's hesitation, the doll decided to investigate further. Tiny cars raced past her. Superheroes whooshed by overhead. All of the toys headed in the same direction. As she considered the fastest way to get to the castle, the doll heard a loud train whistle from behind her. She grinned ear to ear, turning and heading toward the choo-choo train that was just pulling into the station. It was a bright red locomotive that pulled 15 comfy cars through this station and several others throughout the store. With steam hissing and brakes screeching, the train slowed down. Having reached the station, it waited a couple of minutes for its toy passengers to climb aboard. A silver robot conductor greeted everyone with a mechanical wave. The doll walked swiftly towards the nearest car and carefully stepped in. There were many other travellers, figurines, army men, and a family of stuffed animals. Behind the doll, a shaking bobblehead read from a fairy tale book. A plush giraffe held its head out of the window and hummed a happy song. On the opposite side of the train, the doll saw a toothless alligator and a purple teddy bear. They took turns at telling stories about Adam, the store, and their favorite places to play. The robot conductor soon announced the train's departure. The train responded with two long toots and then released its brakes. The wheels started to move slowly, rocking the cars as the train pulled out of the station. The doll enjoyed the swaying motion and the chugging of the engine. The train picked up speed and the station quickly faded away. They passed by countless other toys, all making their way in the same direction. Word spread quickly around here. If one toy saw something new, every toy in the store found out about it within minutes. During the train ride, the doll realized that there was more to the toy store than she could remember. Next to classical toys and antique collectibles, it sold musical instruments, balloon animals, hula hoops, yo-yos, and science kits. It had colourful aisles, some of which even smelled like candy. Minutes later, the train slowed down. It had to be very quiet as it passed through the store's reading nook. The doll often came here. Like a small library, the nook had books with bright covers, cozy pillows, and bubbling lava lamps. All of these ensured that reading was a memorable experience. After a few broad curves in the track, the train crossed a bridge into the board games and puzzles area. It turned the last corner after the row of figurines, revealing the rainbow towers of the castle. After a speedy ride through the entire store, the doll had reached her destination. The train let out a steamy sigh. In its robotic voice, the conductor thanked the toys for riding. They hopped out of the cars, one by one, and filed toward the Rainbow Castle. It was a truly majestic structure. It had thick walls and waving green flags next to its entrance. Like a coat of arms, a sparkling symbol shone on top of the castle's gate. It depicted a fairy waving her magic wand. The doll turned toward her fellow toys. Everyone was standing on the castle grounds, waiting to see if something would happen. With a caring smile, the doll asked them to wait outside. She would explore the castle and let them know about her findings. While they were eager to go inside, the toys wholeheartedly agreed. In a unified voice, they wished her good luck. With a confident smile, the doll approached the castle's gate. After three knocks, it opened with a creak. "Please, come in," echoed a gentle voice from above. The doll followed the voice and carefully stepped inside. Everything about the castle was a marvel for the eyes. There were elegant ballrooms and long tables with gold cups. There were cozy bedrooms with giant glass windows. Colourful flowers with dainty petals lined the hallways, and sparkling chandeliers hung from the ceiling. The doll wandered the halls, hearing her footsteps echo through the empty castle. She quickly began to notice that the castle was filled with bedrooms, each with their own unique design. There were so many. It seemed the castle could house the entire toy population. She climbed a spiraling staircase to the top of a cone-shaped tower and looked out the window. Her friends all stood eagerly on the castle grounds. She waved to them with delight. Then, a water fountain along the edge of the castle grounds turned on. It sprayed water high into the air, which collected in a spiraling basin. A light shone onto the mist hovering above the fountain, revealing the image of an old man with thick-rimmed glasses. The toys instantly recognized it as their dear friend, Adam. He had positioned himself so that they could see the reflection of his smiling face. His deep, soothing voice carried across the room as he began to speak. "You all, my beloved toys, do more than anyone to make Dreamland a special place. So, I've made you this castle. It is your own palace, for you, and dedicated to you. Dreamland is an escape for those in the outside world. And now, all of you who make this place so wonderful, have your own escape." When they heard the good news, the toys in the store started celebrating. Tiny balls bounced up and down. Spinning tops swirled with delight. Unicorns neighed and galloped across the grounds. Sock puppets and even the toughest action figures talked about going to bed and changing into pajamas. One by one, they all entered the castle and explored its endless hallways. Adam had designed a special bed for each and every toy, and soon they all began to search for their own, full of anticipation. Adam crept quietly out of his office at the back of the store, from where he had orchestrated this whole event. He peeped around the corner of the shelf, lined with figurines, and relished in the sight of his beloved toys enjoying their new palace. Watching the celebrations, Adam took a long, deep breath. He was grateful for his toys. They encouraged him to smile and play every single day. And he was simply glad to return the favor. With slow steps, he moved through the aisles towards the back of the store. He passed the cowboys and the outer space room, the old grandfather clock, and reached his small, cozy room. With the moon shining brightly through his bedroom window, Adam climbed into bed. His body felt heavy, yet his mind was at peace. It had been a long day, but a deeply fulfilling one. As he snuggled under the covers, he thought about the toys, his smiling customers, and he looked forward to another day in Dreamland. Soon, the tick of the old clock went unnoticed. His breathing softened, and Adam drifted off into a long, restful sleep.